Hi, I'm Madeline Sheps, and I'm so glad that you've joined us for another weekday meditation. 5 days a week, my pastor, Chuck Allen, will engage you with a simple yet powerful time that includes a bit of scripture, gratitude, prayer, and quietude, all easily guided and simple to follow. So settle in, find a place to chill, and discover peace and direction with my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Hi, everybody, and thanks for joining me for another weekday meditation. This week, we're kicking off a new series, and our next 5 days in our weekday meditation is going to be talking about friends and relations, And today, to jump into our meditation, I want us to go to the very end of the book of Romans. At the end of this letter written to the Roman church, Paul takes some time to do something that seems out of character for Paul. He takes time to greet, to commend, and to express gratitude to 25 different people, and in some cases, their congregations. They were of supreme value to Paul's ministry, to his life, and his accomplishments could have never happened apart from these people. And it isn't just more difficult to make a journey alone, folks. It's impossible. God has wired us with need to be in relationship with people. As a matter of fact, God had in his own creation pattern, relationship woven into it. This is what God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness. And what we learned from God's creation pattern is that it continued. Here is man, and that is good, but it's not good for man to be, ready for this, alone. I read some years ago, and I believe it was Princeton or Dartmouth, one of those schools had done a study that said 87% of our life and leadership challenges are found in interpersonal relationships. I know that's true. The fact is all of us need help along the way, but wherever two or more are gathered, odds are good you've got problems. Paul's allies were his benefactors. They were his co-workers. They were his friends, his buddies. He even mentions that Rufus's mother had been a mom to him in the 13th verse. But also, each of these people supported and encouraged him along the way. Together, they provided a network of material, of emotional, and of spiritual support. And when Paul suffered, they comforted him. When Paul was down in the dumps, they encouraged him. When Paul accomplished great things and accomplished amazing heights, he knew he was standing on their shoulders, and they cheered for him while he thanked them. Friend, we all need this kind of network, and we all need this kind of assistance as we keep trying to build strong relationships. But the fact is, at times, many of us want to crawl in a hole and just say, I can't do it anymore. People are hard. So in this time of meditation on this day one of friendships and relationships, I want you to just go before the Lord. But before we do, let's kind of get our breath under control, find a place of quietude and solitude, and let us just chat with the Lord for a moment and then just stop and listen to what he says to do. So let's take a deep breath. You ready? And on this time, when you breathe that air in, just go ahead and feel like you can send fresh oxygen to the part of your soul that needs it most. Maybe it's a broken heart. Maybe it's a lonely heart. Maybe it's a hurting heart. Maybe it's a part of your body that hurts. And you just want to send some healing oxygen that way. Just draw it in, hold it, and then force every bit of it out as if you're forcing outside of your own soul everything that is negative and everything that is beating you up, and let's get rid of it. So let's draw it in. Send it somewhere and force all that negative out. And let's step into God's favorite room, climb up in God's favorite chair, and let's tell him three people that you're grateful for today. Just three people, the first three people that come to your mind, I'm so grateful for, and then just say that. I bet the Lord brought other people to mind too. So I'm going to ask you to do something a little out of normal for our weekday meditation. Let's stop now and let's tell the Lord two more people you're grateful for today. Go ahead. Lord, today I'm grateful for, and let's add two more. By the way, just If you're listening today, I'm grateful for you, and I thank you for participating. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of folks are joining us, and we keep increasing our subscriptions every single day. And so if you would be so kind to subscribe with us, that'd be great. But I'm grateful for you. So now while we're climbed up into the lap with the Lord, let's say, Lord, would you allow me to be the kind of person today that would attract great friends and relationships? Lord, with my present friendships where I need to go and make things right, Lord, would you give me the patience, would you give me the courage, and would you give me the discernment to know that my desire is to go make things right, not to prove that I'm right? And Lord, would you today bring to mind relationships that I need to strengthen today, that I might maybe write a note or an email or a text to or make a phone call to just to be an encouragement. Who are those people today? And Lord, bring them to my mind and then give me the will and desire to follow through. And now I want to invite you, just take 90 seconds today and let the Lord tell you whatever it is the Lord wishes to tell you. And I think we find that best in quietude, and we find it in solitude when we turn out every other noise in our life and just hear from the Lord. So I'll be back in 90 seconds. And I'm back, and I want to leave you today with just a word of encouragement that comes straight out of the book of Hebrews in chapter 10, beginning of verse 24. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. My friend, today, I trust you've enjoyed this time of weekday meditation. Now, go out there today and strengthen, find, and develop healthy relationships. We all need them, and we all can provide them. God bless you. We'll see you back for day two about friendships and relationships tomorrow. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck, and thank you for joining us. And be sure to share these meditations through your social media accounts and tag them #weekdaymeditation. You can also subscribe to Weekday Meditations on iTunes. Thanks again for joining us. Pastor Chuck will return with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Bye now.